This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock. Today, ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness, today is Memorial Day weekend.
Man,
shout out to all the troops that are on duty.
Salute, man, salute.
All the vets, and a moment of silence for all of the vets that lost their lives. Thank you for your service forever and ever and ever. So, at any rate, today we're keeping it simple. We got tired of drinking these no-name brand beers. We're just going to go ahead with some Heineken, some good old Heineken.
Can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, so we want to thank everybody for laughing at us drinking that nasty-ass pale ale.
Yeah, this shit is disgusting, man.
Yeah, right? we're done with pale ale.
Yeah.
Done with pale ales. Now, now that we got that out the way, let's talk about these game sevens. I knew it. I tried to tell everybody I was wrong about one series, but I was right about the East. I told y'all don't sleep on them Boston boys. They got a better coach. I know they don't have the greatest player in the world, but they got a better coach than Mr. Tyronn Lue. And they was going to win two, maybe three games just off of sheer coaching. And Lou even admitted it.
Yeah. That was something that I don't get, because you don't play Kyle Korver to one game just because Semi Ojeleye doesn't play. And that's supposed to be, quote unquote, his matchup. That don't make any fucking sense.
Nah, not
at all. Right?
Got him.
You play your rotation like you play your guys that you're comfortable with. And I'm pretty sure Kyle Korver is one of those people that you're comfortable with. You've been battle tested with him. Why would you not play him?
Yeah, like I didn't understand that explanation at all.
Shit was retarded.
Yeah, I just, you know, as a not a fan of either team. It was funny to hear, like, I wish my coach would have said some nonsense like that. Yes. I would have been like, what the fuck? Fire him.
Yeah.
Like, at any rate, Game 7 is on the line for both series. The Cavs are going into Boston. And it's going to be a tough battle.
It is.
But I think, well, I'll say this. Kevin Love being out hurts.
It does.
A lot. A lot of people are trying to downplay it. Like, oh, Kevin Love hasn't been Kevin Love, and they're actually plus 18 with him off the floor and all this other shit. Yeah, but Kevin Love spreads your fucking floor. Like, he spreads the floor where Tristan can, you know, Tristan can get Love, or Tristan can get some, you know, points in the paint, which is what you need from him, because you need him to play defense. Yep. and have energy on the offense. And that's all you need. Well, he's going to be clogging up the lane, and they don't feel as if they're going to have to guard the three-point line now. Because J.R. Smith is spotty. I mean, he's been that way the whole playoffs.
Well, the lineup that they're supposed to be running tonight, Mr. Church is a four, because they're starting Jeff Green tonight, who played a really good game six.
He did.
Which actually helps defensive-wise. Yes. Because you can actually switch everything. So you don't really have to hide anybody on defense now.
Yeah.
Because with how the Boston plays, you can't hide anybody because of how the offense is. Everybody can shoot.
Yep.
Everybody can dribble, drive. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be really interesting tonight to see how Cleveland's defense is going to show up. If they, like I said, hopefully they do, because their defense has actually been pretty good for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, they've been showing up in the third quarter. Like, usually that's the biggest gripe that everybody has, is that they don't show up in the third quarter. They've been actually playing in the third quarter, but
yeah.
I just think that, you know what I'm saying, with everything, I don't know, bro. Love, missing Love is a big, big thing.
It will be, but I feel like I said, Jeff Green being in the starting lineup is still going to help. Because, like I said, he's been showing up all series.
Now, my question is this the beginning to the end of Kevin Love's time in Cleveland? If they win this game without him, is this his beginning to end?
I don't want to say yes. Because of just how this offseason is going to go, because this offseason is going to be crazy.
Right.
So, I don't want to say yes, and I don't want to say no.
Mm.
But it, depending on how this series, how they have us tonight, it could be. It could be.
Mm.
I don't know. Like I said, defensive-wise, they're way better with Kevin Love off the floor. But just the game that he brings offensive-wise, he's a threat, so...
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know what I'm saying, I think, I don't know, bro, Love not being on the floor hurts offensively to me. I mean, Jeff Green is good, don't get me wrong, defensively he's good, but in my mind, I think that the offense will suffer without him on the floor, and you need your offense, because LeBron can't do it by himself. I mean, it's been proven. He's already done 40 points and double-doubles and triple-doubles, and they still lost. You know what I'm saying? So I think you need Love as one of the other players to drop you your 20 points or your 30 points, you know, or helping the 30 points, you know what I'm saying? Because if not, you're going to be dependent on spotty J.R. Smith. You're going to be dependent on a role player, Jeff Green. You're going to be dependent on 10 boards and 10 points from Tristan Thompson. And, I mean, maybe Hill will show up. Maybe Hill won't.
That's the thing. And that's another thing, too. George Hill has to be aggressive. Because a non-aggressive George Hill is very bad.
It's a bad George Hill.
So, yeah, he has to be aggressive. JR has to be aggressive. And I don't think, because I really don't think they're going to play too many people tonight. I think they may go about 7 deep, probably, because you can't.
D'Antoni, huh?
Yeah, you can't. I'm not putting none of the players in that I don't feel like aren't ready. But Larry Nance gave me some good.
Who's not ready? Because Nance been acting like he's ready.
Yes.
Seems like he's ready.
Yeah. So he got you get some good minutes too.
Yeah, he's been on point.
Jordan Clarkson. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He might play tonight, he may not. I don't think he will, but I think it's going to be a fill out. But, yeah, I think they're probably only going to go like 7 deep tonight. They can't really put anybody in because already you don't play Rodney Hood, his untrusted ass.
Yeah.
That there is crazy. I still don't get that, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I just. My prediction for Game 7, it's going to be close tonight, very, very close, but LeBron and him pull it off. LeBron and him pull it off. Somehow, some way, LeBron has a 50-point game, double-double, not a triple-double tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be in that bag tonight.
He's going to be spent after the night. So if they lose, he gonna go on a 6-month hiatus and not talking Dutch and nothing with basketball
at all.
So but when they win, he'll have put blood, sweat and everything, his soul on the court in Boston, and tears will probably be flowing. So just know that
And can we come to an agreement this might be LeBron's worst supporting cast that he's ever had to try to carry?
No, 2007 was way worse.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know.
2007. I don't know. Name me another player on 2017.
I can get a whole goddamn roster.
I forget your cast. But that roster was shitty as hell.
I think it's about the same. I feel like it might be about the same.
Nah, because Kevin Love just takes away. Kevin Love takes away that off rip with that right there. But Hill is not a bad player. It's just he's not very playoff bound. Like, he ain't ever really been a playoff player in his career. I mean, has he been to the playoffs besides this?
Yeah. Yeah, last year. With Utah.
Yeah, that's right. That's
well,
right.
Now you got the hands
for got, yeah, face. Exactly. Right. So, I mean, listen, I say 07.
All right, and the Pacers. I forgot about the Pacers. They play for the Pacers.
That's right. And then they got bonged out by Cleveland. Right, yeah. So, yeah, Hill doesn't really have much experience, but he's still a genuinely good player.
He is.
He's better than fucking Booby.
Shout out Booby.
Like, he's better than Booby. And then Kevin Love is better than, what was the other dude they had in 07? The big man?
Yo, Galskis.
Right.
So El Gaskis
was good for the hype, but he wasn't good for shit else. Like, but yeah, no, I'd say 07, bro. Without question, 07 was his worst. We had this debate on Twitter, actually. It's funny. And obviously, you're predicting the Cavs will win the 7. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we already knew that. Yeah. All right, so for the next series, we have a problem, Houston.
We definitely do.
We have a problem, Houston. Like, what the hell happened last night?
I don't know.
Bro, they went on a tear in the first half. I'm like, oh, shit, they went by 10.
I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, yes. Like, yes.
Like, the Golden State Warriors about to get demolished? Like, what's going on?
And then the third quarter came, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand it. I don't know what they were thinking, what they were doing. D'Antoni is starting to piss me off. Like, this is why I'm glad he wasn't in the top three for coach of the year. Because this is exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Dude plays seven dudes in the rotation. You have Joe Johnson, a natural born scorer. Get that man some minutes besides fucking bullshit time. Besides blowout time. Yeah. Get that man some man. That dude can score. I don't give a fuck if he's 36 or not. The man can still score.
Because it was crazy. Because the third quarter, like first half, they played great. And I was like, yes, you know, we're finally, Houston's going to make the finals. They're going to make the finals. And then third quarter came, like, Steph went off, KD went off,
yeah,
Clay went off.
I mean, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, what? Like, Clay, and then Clay at the podium was like, you know, like some people ask, are you born for this? He was like, nah. Yeah, I was born
here. All right,
like, come on, man. Like, I don't know what Houston was doing. I don't know if they were just, they thought they had it. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
or they just hit a cold spell, but they just stopped playing defense, too.
And that's where that ISO ball comes into effect.
Get him.
Like, that ISO ball, like, it's good to have that you have a player that can go get a bucket at any time.
Right.
But when he starts missing,
you need something else to start adding.
Yeah.
You need team ball to start.
Especially when CP3 is out, like, you don't really have another person that's going to get their own shot.
CP3 was mad as hell.
Yeah. I know CP3 was hype. You know, I often got to finals,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He was on third, fourth quarter. He was yelling at people, what the fuck are you doing? Get your, you know what? I'm going to just sit back.
Man, I can't even believe this shit. I'm going to just go sit back. You
the audacity.
Yeah, boy. That nigga, he ready for the game 7. He can't wait. Hopefully he plays.
I hope so, because without him, that, it's like, and it's not because, not even to say, because CP3, he's a floor general. So he's going to get, everybody in their spots and all that. So it's just weird that their offense just, it's like they sputtered. Like, they could
have
a shot.
Like, Gordon looked great first half. Yeah. He had like 16 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, what are we doing, bro? Like, I can't understand why they would, you know what I'm saying? What happened?
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get why they, why he just stopped? He stopped being so aggressive.
Yeah.
And then Iguodala ain't playing, so this was like the perfect time to go ahead and knock these boys out. But, like, you know, it just.
And it's different when, okay, your offense goes away, but damn, play defense still.
Yeah, like it was no defense.
It was no, like, obviously Clay had about four wide open threes, and you let him get back in the rhythm. You let Steph get in the rhythm. Then you let KD get back in the rhythm. Like, it's just, that's not good. Then you let Swaggy P was hitting shots too.
And then Bell, did you see Bell yam on somebody? Like, man, bro, I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, these are the Warriors that, like, nobody wants to see.
See, like, yeah, like, can you just, Houston, close the door, Jesus. All
right, man. Like, well, like I said, game 7, they're back at home, so, role players play better at home, so hopefully
this is true, which is why I'm still leery about that game 7 in Boston.
But there, back to that, even though with that, I feel like tonight that youth will show up with Boston. So,
it ain't showed up all playoffs.
It's had its spurts. It definitely has.
I understand. Not at home. Not at home. They undefeated at home. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm just going to tap the beer can on that one.
Not tonight.
Are they undefeated on that one?
That ends tonight.
Although I think LeBron and them going to pull it off just because I would never bet against LeBron in game seven. Especially in the East. But it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be real. I wouldn't be, I just said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics won. I'll put it to you like that.
And then I got a question with that too. So, okay. So, say the Celtics do win tonight.
The finals going to be boring.
Do you think offseason wise that do you really need Kyrie coming back? Or
what? Yes. One, you paid him too much money. Or you gave up too much with that second, with that pick. And you've already paid him money. Two, I don't think this series would have been as
interesting.
No, I'll say this. Cleveland's going to get better. Cleveland is going to get better. One, they have a high draft pick. Two, they're going to, you know, the moves and everything with free agency coming. There's going to be a lot of pieces moving. Hood's out of here.
Oh, Hood's fucking gone.
Hood's gone. So then once you get rid of Hood, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be looking to get pieces and role players. And if LeBron stays, which is a very big possibility he's going to stay, then you're going to...
Do you feel like with Cleveland, they can add another star to if they with the moves that they make? Like somebody like Paul George? Do you think somebody like Paul George could end up coming to Cleveland? Actually now, since you don't really have to trade for him.
He wants too much money. He wants to be a max player.
He
can't max him. You got the greatest player of all time in that damn roster that's taking up most of the salary.
Look, LeBron, we all know this. LeBron doesn't. If it comes down to it and they're trying to add pieces, he won't take a max deal.
Okay. Understood. What happens when you don't sign Paul George?
That's a max deal,
right? So you really have no room to get. You really just need role players. You need people that are going to come in and when the lights are on and they're at their hottest, hit the shot. So that LeBron doesn't have to always be the one to hit the shot.
And that's why I feel like they have to go get another star for him to stay. I think a mid-level to star
would be good. I think maybe like a, I don't know. I don't think PG would be a good fit there.
I don't think so. That's not to say that even if LeBron were to leave.
If they got Carmelo, I think that'd be fine. I'll put it to you like that. Because Carmelo, to me, in the East, would do better than what he does on the West. The West is tough, and it's grueling, and it's physical. You know, well, the East is physical, too, but the West is, you know what I'm saying, it's running, it's going, you know what I'm saying, whereas the East, it could be slow ball, it could be, you know what I'm saying, it's physical, where he can jump all around on the three-point line and shoot, you know, whatever the case would be, it's a slower game, he can last longer.
And then you can throw to him, because he can go get you 20 points.
Yeah, he can go get you 15, 20 points a night. Defense, on the other hand, he's a liability, but he's great for what you need as far as just offense.
Right.
But that's a good question, though, about the Kyrie thing. I think you need Kyrie because here's the thing. Kyrie hasn't played, but Kyrie's been putting an effect in this game.
And that's about it.
Kyrie's been putting a big effect in this game. Who you think is in everybody's ear like that? Who you think has got everybody playing like that besides Stevens? The general on the floor. Kyrie is the general on the floor. You can't get rid of that. You can't. Sure. That's like after now with Houston, you can't just – if Houston loses in this seven – And they don't get to the finals, that's almost the same question you would ask about CP3. But you can't. He's the general on the floor. It just didn't fall right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just think that with Hayward coming back next year, Kyrie coming back next year, and now you have all the pieces to the puzzle, you're gonna lose Rozier. Most likely. You're gonna lose Rozier. But you can always draft a backup to come up under, and we all know Danny Ainge is the drafting guru. So he can draft another point guard.
Do they have a pick?
They have, yes. I thought they had they had the pick from Brooklyn that he traded. Mm-hmm. They have another pick. And then they have the second round pick, I thought. I'm pretty sure. Hold up, man.
That's interesting.
Hold up, man. Let me look.
Cause I'm not sure if they have another pick.
I thought they did. Let's see.
Well, of course, it's not going to be a high pick if they do have it.
So. My thing is, do they really need high picks? Or how about this? Bring back Isaiah Thomas. He played great under Brad Stevens. He did. He played great under Brad Stevens.
I don't think he'll go back there. They did my man so wrong, bro. I don't think he'll go back.
He ain't really got too many options.
Stay his ass in LA, shit.
Hell no.
They're going to pay his ass to come off the bench. Yeah, that's probably what they end up doing.
They're going to pay him to come off the bench I don't think he'll do that, though. Boston has one pick. They have the 27th pick so far right now in the first round. So that's it. Yeah, see, I know I went tripping. I was like, yeah, Boston got a pick. That is a late pick, but it's a pick. Yeah, so they got one pick. But at any rate, I think you can get rid of Rozier and be okay. I mean, not get rid of Rozier because Rozier's going to leave. He's walking out.
Yeah.
But.
Get that bag.
Yeah, he about to go get that bag and start somewhere. But at any rate, injuries for Game 7 in the West.
Yeah.
Will CP3 be back?
I believe so. I don't think he's going to miss this game. He can't miss this game.
He can't. Very, very important to this game. I don't know what's going on with Iguodala.
I don't think he's going to play because they said he's not. They literally said he's not playing, so he can't feel any type of pain. So I don't think he's playing.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep playing it all.
That's tough. I think you may be right, but I also think that. I don't know if CP's coming back.
No, I think he will. Because I think the way that they set it up, that they didn't want to play him last night because he wasn't, I don't think he was feeling it. But you give him a couple days of rest, he'll be fine. Not to say he'll be fine tomorrow, but he'll be better than what he was.
Yeah. He'd be like 70%, 80%.
That's better than having no CP3. So.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Predictions.
Shit.
Yikes.
I think even with them going home, their best chance was to close it out last night.
It was.
So I feel like Golden State's gonna win.
And nobody wants Golden State to win. No. Here's my prediction, man. I see it as going to be probably the closest game in this series. This is going to be down to the wire. CP3 is going to have 30 points, first time in a while. James Harden is going to have like 40 points, and the rest of the team is going to flop.
Even Eric Gordon, you don't think Eric Gordon's going to have a good
game? Gordon might have 15, 20 points. Maybe.
That's
a decent night from him, right?
Yeah.
But it's not going to be enough. KD's going to have 30-something. Thompson's going to have 30-something. Steph's going to have 30-something. And then
that's not a close game, man. That's a blowout.
No, if you think about it, no. It's 90 points from them two. Or 90 points from them three. And there's still 90 points from the two. It's 70 and almost 88 or whatever the case may be, right? So, right? Your role players on Houston aren't going to do much. Eric Gordon's going to have a decent game. P.J. Tucker's going to get shut down. Now, on the other side, I think that Bell is going to have a decent game. I think, and that's going to be like 5, 6 points, 8 points or something like that, but he's going to play good defensive minutes. I think that with, what's his name? Livingston? Yes. Mm-hmm. Livingston's going to have a decent game. He's going to show up, play great defense, get you a couple buckets. He's going to be about 6, 8 points.
Can't forget my man Swaggy P. Swaggy P's
going to get a couple of minutes. I don't really see him get, because I think it's game seven. You're not going to take all your stars out and have them sitting on a bench, especially while they're rolling. They're going to be rolling.
They are.
The only thing that can make me change my mind is if Houston comes out and starts off on fire like they did last night.
They really have no choice.
They start out on fire. Like, I'm talking fucking 90% from the floor. 80 to 90% from the floor is the only way that it'll change my mind. Because we all saw what happened when you have a 10-point run or a 13-point lead or whatever the case may be, lead, what happens? Golden State comes back and goes on a 28-4, 25-6. Like, bro, these runs were just ridiculous.
They had scored them 33-16 in the third quarter. Like, Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying? That's double what you scored, man. Like, that's, yeah, no. So, in my mind, I think that in no way, shape, or form, Houston wins this game.
I don't either.
But I think it's going to be a lot closer than the last six games have been.
Yeah.
So.
Their best chance was to close it out last night.
Yeah, their best chance was to close it out last night. They blew it. They gave it away. They really did. They
gave the game away. Literally.
Yeah, it was just bad. All right, so moving along to the motherfucking NFL.
Talk to this shit.
Yeah. All right. So first off, let's just get the elephant out of the room. Let's just talk about this NFL anthem rule. First off, I think the rule is stupid, and I think it's stupid to have even come out with the rule right now. You've already technically gotten rid of the two pioneers of the anthem kneeling with Eric Kaepernick and Eric Reid, who are also suing you and things of that nature. So, you know, you're already not letting them get a job, which is, you know what I'm saying, your first big thing. Second of all, this thing was dying.
Yeah.
No one was talking about the kneeling.
Nobody, like, that shit was over and done with. Like,
and then what's crazy to me is that most people that, you know, are not of color, we'll just say that, most people that are not of color think that this is a business decision. And that's fine. I understand that completely, being a businessman myself. You got to do things for your bottom line. Well, bottom line wasn't hurting.
Nope.
They made $2 billion off of Verizon. Billion, not million, billion. You lost, and some people say, oh, well, they lost $6 million. $6 million compared to $2 billion. Are you fucking kidding me? There's no comparison.
At all.
So then it's like, oh, well, you know, less people were going to games. But your viewership was still the same. It might have dropped 0.2, mm-hmm. you know, 0.5. But your Super Bowl was just as big as it was. Come on, fam. Like, there are games that are still sold out to this day. Your season ticket holders, majority of them stayed. You lost a few of them, but you lose a few of them every year. I didn't see the business side of this. What I did see was a scare tactic.
Yep. Exactly what it was.
I saw the fact that you guys were scared of what the president would say, what his rabid fans would say, that were happened to be rabid NFL fans. And in my point, I understand, like I said, it's a business. And they're not the first league to do this. The NBA has a rule as well about standing with the anthem. But I highly doubt, and the words in that rule don't have must or fine anywhere in it. Not at all. They have a rule, but they don't. It's not like a must, or you get fined, or you get, you know, personnel and team get, like, it's not that serious. But I will say this: NFL basically brought this back up on themselves. It was dying. You had already paid off the players that were kneeling by donating all this money to the charities that they picked. Why would you go back and then make this rule unless you were scared? You were scared of what Trump would say.
Yep.
Period. And I'm not about to make this a political debate, because we all, you know, whether you voted for him or not, you know, whether you think he's crazy or not, whether you think, you know what I'm saying, he's a good president or not, or whatever the case may be, you can't deny the fact that he's a bully. You can't deny the fact that he bullied the shit out of the NFL for not standing for the for the national anthem. You can't deny the fact that he bullied them into this decision. and you can't deny the fact that the NFL is some straight up pussies.
Facts.
Cowards. The NFL ownership, and the funny thing is they not all on board.
Yep.
The Jets co-owner was like, I'm going to pay for all of it. Which was really contradictory because I heard you voted for it. How? Like, and this is the thing. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong to tell the players, no, you can't do this. But yet you do it anyway because of the simple fact that you think it's the right decision to do for your business.
Yeah.
And, again, this boils down, I think, to you Cowboys. Because Jerry has a big, big say-so in whatever the NFL does. Even though him and the commissioner are out on it.
Yeah.
Mr. Kraft, who went to go see Meek.
Meek Millie.
Yeah, who went to go free Meek and all that. You know what I'm saying? Had him at the Boston Philly series.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you NFL owners are, you know, let's talk about it. How could you go to free one black man who's unjust, but get mad at the other who's trying to point it out, who actually probably gave you the route to find out?
Yep.
So I just asked the NFL, are we really that cowardly? We tell our children not to be bullied by people, but are we really that cowardly? And I really want to see what the NFL players are going to do. Because my thing is, if the players in the union don't do something, then you cowards too. And I'm really going to have a hard time. I'm really going to have a hard time watching football this year. Like, it's going to be hard. Because the simple fact, I'm not going to buy nothing from the NFL until they try to, like, fix some of this shit. Because, like, this shit just doesn't make sense. Like, I just can't rock with it. Like, it doesn't make sense to me at all. You boycott or you boycott something that's not right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, that's your American right. That you have laws and constitutional laws and things of that nature to do that. So why is it that the players can't do that? So, and people are like, well, it's a business. If your business has protocols, you can't do that, then, you know, you shouldn't work for that business. True, but what other business do you know wouldn't let you pray five times a day on Ramadan? Or makes you go stand for the national anthem or pledge allegiance to the flag? What business you know makes you do that?
Nope, they don't.
They don't. But the only reason that they don't is because they're not making money from that. The U.S. government the military pays the NFL and the NBA and MLB for all of the things they do Memorial Day,
right.
Veterans Day. They pay for that. They don't. That shit ain't just out of their fucking heart.
Right.
Like, fuck out of here, please. They pay for that just like commercials. They pay for that just the same. And to me, as a black American, I see this. Like, I as a veteran myself, I see this. I know this. And it just makes me mad. Like, come on, man. Like, it just don't make sense for y'all to go on this crusade of the flag when y'all disrespect the flag on every chance you get when the shit don't fit in your criteria. We all do. We all have our moments of disrespect to this flag. Because if we really cared about the flag that much, you wouldn't let cheerleaders hold the flag and accidentally drop it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't let fucking rolling up the flag and things of that nature be used for commercials,
right.
Be used for things of that nature, because there's actual in the Bill of Rights things about that. So used for profit, using the flag for profit. There's rules and laws and regulations about that. But what's good for the goose, good for the gander. So what's good for the bread, they're not going to say it.
Exactly.
They're not going to bother it because everybody's paid. But the moment somebody goes against the grain, it's a problem.
Whole problem.
And to me, that's some real, like I said, it's just real cowardly. So I don't know.
And then what it's going to boil down to, what are you going to do when all the players, they're still going to take a knee? Like, you're not going to, of course, they're going to have to come up with something because I feel like the players, like I said, they're going to do what they want to do. Like,
right.
If they take a knee, what you going to do? You're going to find the whole NFL? Like,
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like,
and I think another thing that's going to be, I think another thing that people are missing as far as with this whole deal. Well, I don't know. I think that the players, like I said, if the players were really smart and they were really unionized like they say they are, mm-hmm. then I think they would basically all stay in the locker room.
Don't even come out for the shit.
Don't come out for it. Like, all of y'all should just stay in the locker room and not come out for it. Everybody. If it's one person, then all y'all got to go out. If it's not a one person, then everybody stay in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is it'll show the NFL, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
listen.
It's going to be real awkward.
It's going to be real awkward. Because here's the thing. You don't stop concessions.
Yep.
I can go buy a bit. Matter of fact, when we walk into the Cowboys Stadium during the national anthem, the tickets are still being swiped and scanned. The concessions are still going. Bear cold. They still doing that.
Yep.
So what you mean to tell me is it's okay to sell beer and food for your bottom line, but it's not okay to call attention to the racism and things that go on in the world outside of the football field, the basketball court, which is crazy because it just got put to the forefront as this rule got put out. My man Sterling Brown got filmed. I mean, they just wanted to search this man's car. Like, bruh, the man was parked illegal. I give you that. The man was parked illegal.
Like, give the man a ticket
and move your fucking car, bozo, and get the fuck on. There's no need to back up and hit the distress signal.
Yeah.
Like, come on, fam. Like that. I comply when it comes to police pullovers. I'm not gonna argue with a cop because at the end of the day, I ain't trying to lose my life. And I ain't trying to, especially I don't know, traffic stop.
Right.
But like, I ain't with, like, I also will tell him, like, hey, officer, you realize, like, you pulled me over for this. This is this. Like, I know what I'm, like, my shit.
Yeah.
Most cops that bother me will give me my ticket and let me go. That dude really wanted problems. He was clear pissed off that a nigga was driving the car, that type of car, mm-hmm. and you think you're a uppity nigga.
Right.
You got the nerve to park in the handicapped spot in the middle of the night. You got the nerve, nigga. Come on, fam. If that wasn't racially motivated, I don't know what was. And if that didn't wake up some of you fans that still, oh, it's just a business. If that didn't wake y'all up right there with seeing that cop was wrong, I'm still seeing people make excuses for that. Oh, well, he did walk up on him. He was walking to his car door. Dude was all up on the car.
Yep.
Like, he was walking to the car door trying to figure out, I'm sorry, sir, what you doing? You give me a ticket? Can I get my ticket and go?
No, like, damn.
Like, what you want to search my car for? Oh, because I'm black and I got a SL550 or CL or Maybach or whatever the fuck Mercedes it was. You wanna search my car because you don't think I should be driving that?
Exactly.
Come on, fam. Like, that's just crazy to me. So, at any rate, I'm trying to get off this rant. I'm trying to get off this rant, man. But it's just like, it just makes me so mad. And then people have the nerve to try to say, like, well, this is Kaepernick's fault. And Kaepernick, this wasn't racially motivated. This wasn't about injustices by police. This was just Kaepernick trying to save his career.
No.
All right. So, first off, for my friends with no melanin in their system, there is no way that you can even fathom the thought of Kaepernick doing this for a job. Cap was still had a job when he did this.
Yep.
Was he starting? No. Was he going to start? Yes. Without question.
Fucking Blaine Gabbert in front of him.
The dude they put in front of him was not proven, and Cap really, in all honesty, was a better quarterback.
Yeah,
still is a better quarterback. And the funny thing about it is that the coaching staff didn't believe in him. Cool, I understand, you know, whatever. You have your beliefs, things of that nature. You go with who you think fits your system best. Cap had a rough year, whatever the case may be. But then to say, oh, well, he just did this because he wanted to save his career and be in the news all the time. That's really funny because the first thing he said out of his mouth was no disrespect, But I feel as if it's, you know, police brutality in this country against minorities. Bruh, there is no way you can tell me he orchestrated this whole thing to keep his job.
Not at all.
And then he further made it apparent when he donated so much money and continues to donate so much money. How would he do that if it was all about his... Why would he do that if it was all about his job? Oh, to keep the lie going? No, he was already forgotten about once he left the league, right? He was already boycotted, and but he still continues. He's still working out, yes, because he wants to be ready. That way you ain't got to get ready when the NFL calls. But you're going to give credit to Johnny Manziel. You're going to give credit to Johnny Manziel, the drunk, over my man Cap, who's standing up for something socially correct?
Thanks.
That just means it makes you my white and uppity friends that have your privilege and want to eat it too, that you feel as if, like, it's an uncomfortable subject, so you don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
And I feel as if that, as a black man, that's very telling of you. For those that I've talked to on Facebook, through text messages, through phone calls, what I thought about the anthem and what I think about Cap and things of that nature. Now, I have a few friends that say the same thing to me. Look, it's business, it's business, it's business. You would do the same if your business was taking a fall. I would have reacted, yes, but I don't think I would have reacted so extremely.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because at the end of the day, you reacted to something that was going away. It was going away. So why poke the bear? So.
Thanks.
All right, I'm off that now. I'm like, because, boy, I could talk about this all day. At any rate, moving on from that. All I want to say to my friends is that all those that think that the NFL is not cowardly and it's just a business decision, just do your research. Just do your research on all the things. Because I didn't know about the NBA having that rule either. Like, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
And when I found out about it, I went and did my research and found out that it is true. They do have a rule like that, but it doesn't say must, doesn't say fine, doesn't say all personnel. It's no, like, totalitarian type of fucking communistic type of rule where if you do this or you're fucking, you're fired. Like, it's not like that. It's like, hey, look, we want to respect the flag. We want to respect, you know, so make sure that everybody is showing some type of respect during the national anthem. I'm cool with that. It's not about what you say sometimes. It's more so of how you say it.
Yep.
And how the NFL said it was, we're scared of this guy. Do what he says or we're going to make you scared of him too. That's what I read from that. At any rate, moving right along to the
Soul
Snatchers of the Week.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it was some great Soul Snatchers of the Week. Not a lot for the kids this week. Not a lot for the kid-sized guys out there.
Kids, know what I'm saying? Sorry about the grown men this week, know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, wow. This, you know what? Anyway, we can move on from the Soul Snatchers bullshit. First and foremost, obviously number one for the week, got to be them 11 cap and gown.
Man.
If you ain't got them yet, you upset.
Like me.
Yeah.
I'm heated. Like, man, I'm so heated, bro. Like, I went online. I don't wait, you know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock hit. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. 2 minutes into it, sold out.
Gone. Gone.
Like, what the fuck?
First off, you ain't seen the cap and gown. These things is fire as hell. Yeah. They're all black. Well, let me pull them up because this is funny. They're all black. They're all black with a light, like, bluish, see-through, gummy bottom.
They're kind of like how the Gammas were. But they're the quality of them look way, way better.
Yeah, and they're not the low tops.
Yeah, no.
They're the mid or high, if you will, for the 11s.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan don't drop 11s during the regular year. They usually come out holiday season.
Right, yeah.
So that's why this was a very big thing, because this nigga never drops 11s during
the year. I'm looking at them now. They are sexy as hell. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. That's how black they are right now. They're going for right now for like 380 online. So good luck with that, there, grown men.
Yeah.
Not of course. Moving right along
to number two,
the Kyrie Pitch Blue. These are also only in fucking grown men size. I hate you, Kyrie, for this. Because these are fire as hell, and I do want these. I do want these.
Listen, you mean, with these little ass feet.
I'm sorry, man. Listen, at the end of the day, listen, my shoe size has nothing to do with my sneaker collection. Still, actually, my sneaker collection is great because of my shoe size. So I do think
that's facts. I cannot.
Yeah, how about I say my sneaker collection is great because of it. Because my sneakers come like $50 to $80 cheaper. But Kyrie kind of disappointed me with these. They're fire as hell. Don't get me wrong. They are fire as hell. Like they're like the first of all, the check being Nike, the Nike check being gold. Like, just fire. And it's like a bluish black on top, waves, and then the bottom have the blue or the Boston Celtic green at the very, very bottom. Sorry, the very, very bottom has the Kyrie symbol in green, and then the crack in the middle of it with the green and white. Fucking fire, bro. Like,
shout out to these colorways, man.
Yeah, the colorways is sick. And I'm, like, really mad that I can't get them. So, really mad that I can't get them. At any rate, the next ones, number three on the list, is the Air Zoom Generations, the Saint Vincent Saint Mary's.
And you already know what these is.
The LeBrons.
They're exclusive, man. Them the straight out of high school shoes, you know what I'm saying?
They are fire, though. I will say that. They're white and green, like a, almost like a military forest green with the gold trimming and the SVSM on the back of the heel. And the dead, oh my god, it's just, they're fire as hell. They're white and green with a little bit of gold in there with the LeBron symbol in there and the LeBron in the inside. Like, come on, man. He should have dropped these for kids too, man. He was a hater for that, man. Oh my god. At any rate, moving right along. Number four has to go to my man, PG.
Now these are what I am most definitely copying.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the Blue Lagoons.
Yeah,
I'm a my God. These are really kind of like, they're, all right, so first off, if you are a dude that is not okay with bright colors or wearing bright colors, this ain't for you, dog. This ain't for you, dog. This is not turquoise. This is not like sky blue. It's almost somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who at Nike thought of this. But it's somewhere in the middle of sky blue and turquoise with black, and then the inside of the shoe is purple.
Dope.
Fire as fuck. Fire as fuck. And you know PG always got the PG and the 13 on the back.
Yeah.
And the bottom of them hoes is even worse because they got like the PG sign at the heel and then like the blue brain looking thing at the bottom.
The equilibrium.
I see you. I see you, PG. I see you.
Damn, dope as fuck.
We're gonna do some women's. It's only right.
It's only right, man. Cause they women. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me, you know what I'm saying?
So then we went with the 11 Jordan Lowe's women's Rook to Queen. Now these are really fire. They're definitely a woman's shoe, though.
Yeah.
Definitely a woman's shoe. These are kind of like
these are Maya Moore shoes. They were dedicated to Maya Moore.
Yeah.
They were really, really dope.
Yeah. They got like a black. They're all black with like a leather snakeskin type of purplish black sprinkle on the top and a purple bottom. It's dope. Like I can't lie. Like this is really dope.
Yeah.
The Jordan symbols are all in purple. The whole thing is, like I said, really black and purple and just got everybody in that zone, man. Like, and it's really, they're really dope, actually. Yeah. They're really dope. Now, the other one that I like this a lot for women, but I mean, these are actually kind of fly. I mean, I might just slide my foot in these hoes. The women's Air Vapor Max 97 Metallic Dusk. These are fuego. Like I'm kind of jealous, ladies. Like y'all, like Vapor Max really coming with them colors, like really hard, and like they're not. They're like a turquoise green, and they're really dope. Like they're not. They're too dark to be called turquoise. Too blue to be called green. They obviously got the Vapor Max bubble, and then like they kind of almost glow. They like glow in the dark, with the lines for the Air Max part of it. Oh. They're sick, man. I don't know many women that wouldn't want to buy those. They're very comfortable, you know, very, very comfortable. So, man, that's the six for the week.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions, though. I have to give Kobe the 80s, the yellow stripes. Honorable mention. Kobe. They just didn't make the top six for the week. And then also the Air Max 97 Shock Oranges. Them hoes is kind of fuego, but you'd have to, you know, you'd have to finesse that whole outfit.
Got to.
Yeah, so
if you can't, they are fire.
Because if you can't finesse that whole outfit, you just might want to leave those alone. Those are fire hot. But those are my honorable mentions. So we thank y'all again for riding with us this week.
As always, man.
You know what I'm saying? Again, you can check us out at Beer 30 Sports O'Clock on Facebook. Excuse me. Beer 30O on Twitter and Beer 30 Sports O'Clock on Instagram as well. We are the only ones. So again, if you want to comment on our conversation about the national anthem, game 7, where Kyrie might end up, which soul snatchers we made or missed, whatever the case may be. Hit us up on any of our social media sites, and we will respond. I had a great conversation on Twitter the other night about the Golden State Warriors and whether or not Iguodala had a real impact on the series, and whether or not this should have been over in six, but you know, or five, or whatever the case may be, with or without Iguodala. So, but at any rate, this is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
Shout out Drake. Bitch, y'all rocking with us, man.
That was...
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.